From the New York Times Voices of Protest edition, I'm Sarah Islam, this is The Movement. The Western world in the past decade has cultivated this idea of wokeness to act so aware of worldly issues without any valid education. Society's destiny has fallen at the hands of the youth as it historically fails to serve justice for strong voices across time. One voice can create noise, one voice can draw attention, one voice can impact the world. However, this change is not everlasting without the unity of society as a whole. We wake up to headline after headline of the police brutality towards African Americans, another young woman a victim of sexual assault. Maya Angelou fought, but we the youth must finish her battle through strong voices like Darius Simpson and Scott Bosley. Can their voices inspire the woke generation to unite and create change? Allyship is integral to change. No one voice can motivate shifts in societal structures and principles. However, allyship should not come at the cost of bliss and unearned sympathy. I guess I'm asking you as the audience, where do you draw the line between sympathy and empathy? Lost Voices by Darius Simpson and Scout Boisley explore these concepts of the world constantly yearning to espouse justice movements without entirely acknowledging their history. The composers are able to showcase the negative impact of speaking for one another's adversity within their first interaction. Darius, a young black man, speaks on behalf of Scout Bosley, a young white woman, as she struggles to be heard mimicking his words.
Never will I turn away an ally.
But when a man speaks on my behalf, that only proves my point.
Here, the composer alludes to the historic ownership of women across time. As a female myself, I look for empathy in my male counterparts, to acknowledge my adversity, not to say they understand its experiences. Thus these words connect to me and a lot of my female audience as we are labelled as frail and incapable to speak for ourselves, resulting in privileged men in our lives ignorantly coming to the conclusion that they understand years of oppression. Vastly's allusion to the ignorance of allies highlights how during movements like the hashtag MeToo, men of power speaking out in support of the cause redirect the spotlight from victims to the heroism of their potentially misinformed yet more powerful voices. Similarly, when Darius Simpson tried to speak on the struggles of having a small voice as a black man in America, Vastly uses her privilege and voice to spout out his personal anecdotes as her own.
It was the first time I realized skin color was a crime.
Here, hyperbolic language highlights the negative impacts of profiling within the legal system against people of color and specifically young black men. Have you guys ever experienced the obvious suspicion of your existence? I think here, Simpson writes skin color as a crime to symbolize the profiling of people of color in society. Darius Simpson's context as a young black man is prevalent now more than ever during the Black Lives Matter movement. Thus, his story hits closer to home. Those you love can disappear in an instant at the hands of systematic racism. The two perspectives circle back to this idea that change in society is not from the removal of each other's voices, but from the unity behind a strong leader and in the sense of communal resilience. However, I question if their motif of not speaking for others' issues that you do or not self-experience removes from the inherent importance of allies. Without allies in power and privileged positions, minorities are not backed by people who create law and order that shapes our world. I think that the composers raise important ideas of speaking for others and that devalues movements' integrity, but where I challenge their message is I believe that allies should speak for protests just with survivors, not for them. In Lost Voices, we explore this yearning to speak and find a platform of empowerment. We all want change, we all want progression, but I think this shift comes with a hefty fine of determination and resilience. I guess my question is, if you are truly passionate about a movement, are you willing to place your trust on one strong person as a leader? The power of resilience and strong voice can be seen as far back as the iconic 1978 Still I Rise by Maya Angelou. Let's set the scene. It's post-Civil War rights movement in America, and yet folk narratives of poor treatment of African American communities in Southern America is still common and thriving. Angelou uses anaphora and anthropomorphic language to not only invite the fight against her success, but shine a light on the biased teachings within Southern schools.
You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies.
Here, the composer references to the inaccurate teachings of the Civil War and Civil Rights Movement within Southern schools. Teaching the next generation of a false reality based on racist principles, she invites her oppressors with anaphora, "You may," to challenge them and in turn show her resilience and strength against their actions to silence her. Angelou is complex in the sense that she is a voice for intersectional feminism. She is a strong voice when people silence her and label her as an outspoken woman, and she continues to be a strong voice when her success is disrespected as an African American. In With Your Bitter Twisted Lies, using anthropomorphism and assonance, she takes aim at the constant poor treatment of African Americans stemmed from a history of slavery. Maya Angelou represents a strong voice that Lost Voices calls out for, a person that creates unity. She uses the art and intricacy of poetry to protest the oppression, but what I find most fascinating about her is her resilience and reward towards those who condemn her. Angelou gives off this aura of empowerment, and over time, the African-American female community continuously go back to her poetry as a voice for change, even into the times of the contemporary world. Nonetheless, her message stays alive in minorities, but it's failed to capture the allegiance of people of power and privilege that govern the world. Angelou is evidence that one voice can change the world, but change is only sustained when supporters continue to fight to pen and paper. Yes, Maya Angelou created cultural change for her time, but a voice alone without the support of governing bodies lacks systematic change. Constitutions are permanent, but culture isn't. Her words are spoken and reiterated, yet the oppression of women and people of color is still very much alive today. Ultimately, these two pieces scream the importance of unity in creating societal shifts. If we want change, we need survivors, supporters, and allies. It takes more than one voice to change the world. But maybe what we need is a strong voice to lead the woke generation that are apparently ready to listen. I'm Sarah Islam. This is my one voice, waiting to hear yours.